Accession number 31416, Reel 1.
Mr. Eric Seymour, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Seymour?
I was born in a little village called Little Walsham on the 27th of the 11th, 1929, in a little cottage not far from the White Hart public house.
Now, could you tell us a bit of something, you know, something about your family background? You know, what your parents did for a living, what that kind of thing?
My father was in the First World War, and when he came out, he was shell-shocked.
Now, tell us a bit about his military service, as much as you know.
Well, we know very little about his military service, except he was a Royal Horse Artillery man. And we never did sort of talk about his military career. Although we had a lovely big photograph of him on sitting on a grey horse, where it was taken we don't know. But his military career we know very little about.
Now, what effect did it have on him? Because shell shock can be very temporary or very long lasting.
He could never keep his head still. It was all sort of on the move, and unfortunately, that prevented him from working when he came out.
So how did he manage?
Well, I assume they managed on the pension. My mother worked.
He did get a disability pension.
I think so. Yeah, my mother done housework or work in the fields. Whether my father worked in the fields, I can't really remember that bit, but.
Were there any other symptoms other than not being able to keep his head still?
Not really, no.
It didn't make him moody or unhappy?
Well, only sometimes, but more often not, you know. No worse than any other parent I was.
Now, so what do you remember of growing up in Little Waltham? Can you give us a flavour of what life was like?
Well, it was a lovely little village to grow up. You knew everybody. We had plenty of shops, two butchers, bakers, post office, saddle makers, harness makers. We had all the shops you could think of in the village. Now, I don't think there's one shop now.
And what was life like? How many in the family? Just you or?
No, I had two brothers and a sister. And one sister died, my eldest sister, she died in 1921, I think it was. She was only 9 years old.
So before you were born, I mean.
Before I was born, yeah.
And was it?
Well, I just about remember though, but not very much. She was 9 years old when she was born, so I just about remember. That's all.
And what do you remember of life growing up in the village then?
You could go out and play anywhere without hesitation of being hit, mugged or whatever, you know. Completely different what it is today. We used to go across the fields and play and swim in the local river and, just take part in anything we could. Later on, I joined the Army Cadets.
No, it's a bit later. What about your education? That would have started before the war. I mean, what do you remember of your early days of education?
My early days, she had a lovely, lovely teacher, Miss Brown. Yeah, she was nice. And
that was at the village school, was it?
That was at the village school, yeah, the primary school. And then, of course, we had moved up into the next class. And I was there till just after the war. After the start of the war, I suppose.
Now, do you remember the sort of outbreak of war? I mean, did you see it coming? Oh, well, you were only 10, but I mean, did you know it was coming?
Yes, we knew, and, it was spoken about at school.
Did you hear the broadcast as a kid, or, the declaration itself?
I seem to remember we did, but can't really remember too much about it, but I'm sure we heard it.
What impact did it have on your dad? I mean, especially in his state, the war again.
I wouldn't like to say, but soon after the war, we moved into Great Waltham.
So in September?
Yeah, during that month, yes.
Now, what was the cause of the move? Or just?
Well, we lived in the cottage at Little Waltham, and then my mother worked in housework, and they owned a cottage just in Great Waltham, and we was offered to rent it, so we did.
What was Great Waltham? I don't think it's that much. It's not that big itself, is it?
No, it's you get Great Waltham and House Street, which is more or less all in one. But
now, was there any question of being evacuated at that stage?
No.
So how did life change when the war came?
I think for the children it didn't change very much, really. Well, I think we just probably took it. As we got a bit older, I can remember when they started bombing Chelmsford and that.
What do you remember of that, the German raid on Chelmsford?
I can remember my father. He used to hear all the sirens go, especially at night. And he would sit by the window. And when he was tired, one of us boys would have to sit near the window to listen for the siren or listen for the all clear. And some nights we used to go up into one of these old concrete pillar boxes, and the family used to go up there and spend whatever time, however long the raid lasted. Which,
and what were the raids like? Do you remember much about it?
No, some of them were pretty bad. I mean, we had the local Hoffman's, the ball bearing factory that was hit, and two local lasses from the British, they got killed in that. But we didn't get, you know, too much not around the village.
You didn't have an air raid shelter, you said, an Anderson or anything in the garden?
No.
You just used this old pillbox?
Just an old pillbox, yeah.
And what about your gas mask? Do you remember being issued with a gas mask?
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Horrible things.
Where did they do it? Was it at school?
Yeah, that was at school, I think, yes. Yeah.
And what do you remember of it? What was horrible about it?
Well, it was horrible all enclosed, and the rubber smelt, and oh, it's just horrible.
Did you have to carry them all the time?
No, I don't think we did, actually. I don't remember, you know, carrying them to school or anything.
Now, what about food rationing or clothing rationing? How did that affect you? Because you're in the country, it's sometimes not as bad. What do you remember of food rationing?
Well, food rationing, we were short of things, but we managed, and they seemed to manage pretty well, really. Clothing-wise, well, you used to get handed down clothes from one to the other, and which, of course, today they wouldn't like to do that. They want new stuff. But no, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't too hard, really.
Now, how did the war affect your education? What do you remember? Because, you know, you'd be going from 10, whether you left school at foot, but the war would be going on right through the rest of your education.
Yeah.
What do you remember of that? How did it affect it?
I don't think it affected it at all, really. We enjoyed life, and we just done the normal things, really.
Now, how were you doing at school?
How was I doing?
Yeah, I mean, what subjects did you like? What didn't you like?
I used to like arithmetic. I hated drawing or painting because I could never draw anything. I couldn't even draw a house to make it look like a house. It's horrible. But, no, it's it wasn't bad, and I used to like arithmetic and reading and so forth. I was good at arithmetic. It's only about the only good thing I was good at.
And what about sport? Were you interested in sport?
Not too much. I was interested in football, although I wasn't a very good footballer. But we used to play. But as I say, I wasn't very good at it. But I did take part.
Any big hobbies? Were you a member of any boys' organisation? Boy Scouts, Boys Brigade, anything?
Well, at one time I belonged to the Scouts. I was in the Boys Brigade at Broomfield.
Now, what did you do? Which came first?
Must have been the Scouts, I think, yeah.
What do you remember of them? What sort of activities did you do with them? How military were they?
Not very. I can't remember much about the Scouts. Really.
Okay. What about the Boys Brigade?
The Boys Brigade was at Broomfield, and I can't really remember much what we done there. My memory's not as good as some of these people. I don't know how they think back.
Don't worry. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. So they weren't important to you. What about the cadets? When did you join them?
The cadets, must have been the late 1940s, I suppose.
So after the war had finished?
No, it could have been. It could have been the latter part of the war, I suppose. But
now, where did you? What did you do with the army cadets? Where were they based? Was it army?
They were based in Tufnell Hall at Little Waltham, right opposite where we used to live at one time, actually.
And what do you remember of? What do you remember the training?
Well, the training we used to have at the back of the hall, there was a long room where the firing range was. I remember that. And we had a canteen. And I was made a Lance Corporal in charge of the canteen at one time.
And what kind of training did you get? Did you do much drill?
Yeah, we drilled and we went on little exercises.
How did you take to drill? Just taking that foot bit by bit. How do you take to drill? Some people don't like it, some people love it.
Oh, yes, I took to it very well, really. Yeah. I think it put me in good stead for when I went in the army, anyway. Yeah.
And what about weapons training? Was it Lee? What? You had
a
2-2?
Yeah, the old 303 Enfield, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
And was that bored to be a 2-2?
Yeah.
And were you a good shot?
Well, not bad, not bad.
And what were the exercises like?
They were enjoyable, I think. And
can you describe what kind of thing you'd do on them, you know?
Well, we used to... I remember once we went somewhere and we had to go and jump out of this boat and run ashore through the water and make out the enemy were on the beach and so forth. And, you know, it was very... very exciting, I suppose, for us lads then. But I can't remember too much about it. But
now, what about you? So when did you leave school? At 14?
No, I think I was 15.
So that would be 1944, late 1944.
Yeah.
And what were you going to do? What was planned for you?
I went... during the school holidays, I used to help on a milk round. And when I left school, I worked for this chap full time.
Now, how did milk rounds work? In fact, they don't really have them much now.
No.
How did the milk round work? What was a typical day's work like for you?
Well, you start off, you either help with the milking and bottling, and then jump on the in the old cart or
horse and cart, was it? Or
no, we had he did have a horse and cart once, but he had a couple of little vans. And I remember I used to sit in the back of the van, hang on tight.
And then how big a round did you have? Was it just round Great Waltham?
Yes, well, he used to do Great Waltham, and another one would do Little Waltham and so forth. Yeah,
did you enjoy the work?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And how long did you do that for? To what age, roughly?
I suppose I was, 16, 17, I suppose.
So you did it for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, and then I went on the land then, worked with a local farmer.
Now, before we go on, what about VE Day? Were there any sort of street parties in Great Waltham or any parties at the... You know, when the war finished?
Yes. There were street parties and...
What do you remember of them? What were they like? Because people don't really do them anymore.
Well, it was everybody mucked in and, they seemed to find food and something to do and everybody seemed you know, on top of the world, happy. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So what? So you said you went to work on the land. What did you work on the land as?
It was agricultural and you know, corn and so forth.
As a labourer, or
as a labourer? Oh yes, yes.
And what you remember of that? What do you think of working on the land?
Well, I enjoyed it, but as a lad, I had to do the same work as what a man did, and with less pay, unfortunately.
And what was the work like? So what would a typical day be like? Although it changes through the seasons, but, you know, give us an idea of what sort of jobs you do.
Well, you, during the harvest, of course, you'd be, you know, siding around the edges, ready for the binder to come in. Then you do the traves, and then when it was ready, you'd be either on the ground pitching up the sheaves onto the wagon, or you'd be on the wagon loading. And if they pitch too quick, you throw one down.
And how long did you do that for?
Well, I worked there, and then I worked at another farm, and in Little Waltham that was. And then I got in my mind I wanted to go in the army, so I left the land and went on building.
What year would that be? How old were you?
Well, I was 21 when I went in the army, so...
That's late 50s.
Yeah.
So how long had you been on the building?
Not long, because once you went on the building, it wasn't a...
You get called up.
Yeah, I got called up then.
Did you want to be called up?
Yes. Yeah, I left the land purposely to be called
was
up.
Was it a restricted occupation then,
the
farming?
The land was, yeah.
And you didn't want it to be, you know...
No, I wanted to go on the land. I wanted to go on the army.
And you, what were you doing as a bit on the buildings? Just a labourer?
Just a labourer, yeah. Yes.
Now, what was the procedure on your call-up?
Oh, I had my papers. I had to go to South Edinburgh Medical, which fortunately I passed. And then...
Do you remember how much of a medical it was? I mean, how strict was it?
Well, fairly strict, yes. You know... Cough here and cough there, and yeah, so it's it was quite.
And when exactly were you called up? Do you know?
I went in on the 18th of January, 1951.
And who were you, did you have any choice as to who you'd go into, or were you just going into the artillery or the?
No, I was posted to Oswestry. And that was the 67th Regiment RA at that time.
Was that a training regiment?
Yeah, it was the fortnight at Oswestry, that was.
Now, do you know which... Oswestry's got a couple of camps, I don't suppose you know which one it was, do you? Or was it just Oswestry to you?
No, I thought there was only one at Oswestry, actually,
Now, what happened? What do you remember about going there, and you know, and the reception? Because you know, you arrive as a civilian, don't you? And
well, that's right. Yeah, we were all new and wondered what we were going to get up to, I suppose, and how we'd get on and so forth. But we all seemed to muck in. And
so, what happened when you went through the gates for the first time?
I thought, what am I letting myself in for? I think.
And how did they treat you? You know, when you first got there.
Oh, they treated us very well, really, you know. Bit of a shouting and that, but no, they looked after us all right.
So, what about kitty now? What kit did they give you?
Oh, just battle dress and boots and berry and so forth. Just the usual outfit.
Did it fit you?
Just about. with some alterations, but not too bad. Not too bad at all.
And what about haircut? I don't know what haircut you had then, but some people had quite long even
then.
Oh,
yes, yes. That was one of the first things we had, I think, haircuts. Yeah.
And what was your hair like? before and after?
No, not very long, actually. I've never had long hair, and so I wasn't too bad. But I did have to have one anyway. So they made sure it was all short.
Did some of them object having the haircut? The ones with longer or...
Well, they probably didn't like it, but they got no option.
Now, what would you... Were you in a hut at Oswestry?
Yes, yeah, long wooden hut.
What was it like? Can you describe it to us?
It's just a long wooden hut with the old tortoise stove in the centre there, warming up. Beds that down either side. Yeah,
you have lockers?
Yes, we had a locker, yeah, a little locker. But, yeah, it was quite home from home, really.
Now, that's where you were going to do your basic training, was it? How long were you there for? Just a couple of weeks?
Just 2 weeks. Then we went to...
Now, what were you actually doing in that 2 weeks, then?
Just the basic training.
What type of basic training, then?
Drill and so forth.
Now, how was the drill compared to what you'd done in the Army Cadets? Was it just the same or different? Or?
No, more or less the same. I mean, we was... if we went... turned the wrong way, we got shouted at, but apart from that, it was virtually the same, yeah.
And was your experience valuable to you, yeah, the stuff you'd done in the cadets?
It was, yeah. It gave us a bit of insight into it anyway.
So what else would you do besides drill?
Well, we had to do spud bashing as well, and take a turn, I suppose.
What, kitchen fatigues?
Yeah.
What were they like? What do you remember about that?
Not very much, really. We seem to take things in a stride.
And how did you get on with the other lads?
Yeah, got on very well with them, yeah.
What were they like? Were they from the same sort of background as yourself, or were some of them richer or poorer? What were they like?
No, I don't think we had any rich people, not from a rich background in our lot.
Anybody from different parts of the country? I mean, because in those days, people didn't mix so much, did they? Between
no, we had there was one or two chaps from London and one from Walton on the Naze, one from Great Bentley in Essex. So it was
mostly southerners then.
Three or four from Essex in that batch.
Was there any bullying?
No.
Amongst the recruits, I mean. Did you make any friends amongst them, or was it just pretty?
Well, I think we were all friendly with each other, really. We was only a small squad, and so there's only about 10 of us in a squad, so we all got really friendly with each other, really.
Now, what about the NCOs, the training NCOs? What were they like?
I can't remember much about the ones at Oswestry, but...
Well, either. Anything else you remember in them 2 weeks? I mean, 2 weeks isn't long, is it?
No, it seemed to...
Anything else happened there?
Not really, no. It was just basic.
So where'd you go next, then?
Then we went to Kimnal Park.
Where's that, Rhyl?
That was Rhyl, yes.
And which training regiment was that?
39 Battery, 38th Training Regiment.
So it's 39 Battery,
yeah.
38 Training
Regiment.
And what happened when you got there?
And I was there February 1951 when we went there, yeah.
So that fits, doesn't it?
And then we got right into the training and the drill and...
Well, can we look at what a typical day would be like there? You know, you'd be in the same sort of hut, I presume?
Yeah.
What would a typical day's training be like? We'll look at all those. How would your day start?
The day start with probably an NCO coming in, shouting his head off, wakey wakey, and up you get, and so forth. You wash, shave, change, go and have breakfast.
Now, what was the food like? You know, because food depends what you're used to with your parents, but what did you think of the army food?
Food was all right. I never had no complaints about the food, really.
Was there enough of it?
Yeah.
The quality was okay?
Yeah. Yes, there was nothing wrong with the food, what I could see. Enjoyed it, and that was it, yeah.
Was it varied enough, or would it get a bit samey?
No, we had a variation, and I think most, nobody seemed to complain about it.
So after breakfast, what would you do then?
Then we was on the playground and drill, and then we had lessons, I believe, in the on the weapon training and so forth.
Now take me through the weapons training. What weapons were you introduced to?
More or less the rifle, really.
Nothing else?
Not really at that stage, no.
Well, tell us about rifle. How did they train you on the rifle then?
Well, you had to learn how to take it apart from the start and put it together again and so forth, and how to fire it.
And what was it like to fire?
Yeah, very good, yes.
It's a Lee Enfield, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you a good shot?
Yeah, I wasn't bad. I wasn't a bad shot. There were some better than me, but there were some worse.
And did you use a bayonet as well, or was that not done? Did you bayonet training?
I don't remember doing a bayonet training, no.
What about PT, physical training, to get you fit? What sort
of
things?
Oh, yes, we had PT, yeah.
What kinds of PT were you doing?
Oh, running and all sorts of exercises. I wasn't too keen on PT, really, but we had to do it anyway.
How fit were you when you went in?
Well, fairly fit, I think, yeah.
Did it improve you, what they gave you, or did it not really affect
you?
Oh,
it improved me, yeah. It got me a bit fitter anyway.
And what did you find most difficult, or perhaps what did you most dislike about the PT?
I don't know, probably the running, I suppose. I wasn't used to running too much. Otherwise, it wasn't bad.
And what other training did you do while you were there?
I can't really remember much more than that.
Do you remember the instructors there? What they were like?
Yeah, they were quite good, really.
Now, what was good about them? What were you looking for in an instructor, and why were they good?
Well, they didn't bully you or anything like that. And if you wanted to speak to them, you could speak to them, and as long as you spoke to them in the right tone of voice, of course. But no, they were quite good, quite good.
And what about preparing for kit inspections? Was there much bull?
Oh yes, we had to bull our boots up. And
now how did you do that? Because people don't know now how you. I mean, they don't even polish them now.
Well, we used to have to have spit and polish. Yeah, put a drop of polish on, rub it in, spit on it, and hopefully it all worked.
And what else would you do? So that's your boots. What else would you have to get ready for an inspection, kit inspection?
Well, your buckle on your belt and your hat badge. Oh, gosh, yes. And then anything that shone, you had to shine. Yeah.
And what were the inspections like? Were they reasonable, or would they throw everything all over the floor?
No, they might just knock something off, onto the bed, but there was nothing else thrown all over the room.
So it was reasonable enough?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now, we're talking about your time with 39 Battery, 38th Training Regiment at Kinmore Park, at Rhyl, from February 51 onwards. So how did the training develop? Did you do any artillery training while you were there? Do you see what I mean? Or was it just basic training?
It's just basic training, I think, yeah.
So they didn't introduce you to the guns or anything, or driving or anything like that?
I can't remember going out with guns, but I suppose we must have done at some time or other. But I can't remember.
So how were you getting on generally? Were you happy with the way things were going?
Yeah, very.
So what happened next then?
After Rhyl, we got...
How long were you there?
At 8 weeks, 8 weeks training there.
So that would be to April?
To April, yeah.
And that's still basic training then? Yeah. So what happened next?
Then we went to Lark Hill.
Now that's the School of Artillery, is it?
Yeah, and the 5th Regiment RHA were there then.
And were they the training regiment? Or?
Yes, they had the guns and everything then, yes.
And were you joining 5th RHA, or were they just going to train you?
No, we were sort of part of them then.
And what happened when you joined them at Lark Hill?